sick and tired of the high costs and inefficiency plaguing our U.S. healthcare system? Do you feel like you're navigating a maze when dealing with insurance companies, only to end up paying a fortune for basic medical services? Then this Broken Healthcare podcast is for you. So get ready to take control of your healthcare. Here's your host, Ray Kober.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about price transparency. We have politicians that claim to take credit for new price transparency laws, but the fact of the matter is the vast majority of hospitals out there are not compliant. They are technically compliant, but they're all working a legal loophole that essentially obfuscates, what's a better word, hides the true costs of care. So I'd like you to think about this. Right now, we have stuff that we buy every day. Let's use your automobile, for example. Are you a frugal person? Are you a frivolous spender? Either way, we all have a pretty good idea of what the cost to service our car is, right? So maybe you're a frugal person and you've never bought a new car, because as a frugal person, you know that the minute you drive a new car off the lot, you're paying, you know, the cost of the car drops 20%. Maybe you have bought a new car, and let's say that that car comes with factory service for 3 years at 36,000 miles. So all of your maintenance is included, your oil changes, your tire rotations, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're humming along, and 3 years in, your car hits the 36,000 mile mark, whichever comes first. Factory service is no longer covered, and you start to pay out of pocket. And so, not being in the know, you take the car to the dealer and they service your vehicle, and you go to pick up your car, and you are presented with a bill for $600 for an oil change. Now, that might sound outrageous and extravagant, but I've actually been there. And okay, maybe they changed some filters and did a few other things, but at the end of the story, I'm paying 4x, 5x, 6x what I would had I brought it to a local mechanic who would have used the same parts, or if not exact match aftermarket parts, and I would have saved myself a ton of money. This is a pretty common example, and it's something that's pretty well known. So let's say you're a frugal person and you go in for a hip replacement surgery. Your hip has been aggravating you and you need the surgery. And so you have a magic card in your pocket called your health insurance ID card. And you take that card and you find a surgeon that's in network, and you go and you have the surgery done. And you know and you understand what your share of the responsibility is for that procedure. So your out-of-pocket costs in this case is a deductible that you have to meet. Let's say that you're on a very rich plan and you only have $1,000 out-of-pocket deductible. And let's just assume that, you know, maybe you have an additional 20% responsibility for anything above the out-of-pocket deductible up until your max out-of-pocket limit. Let's suppose that the all-in cost of the surgery in this example was $200,000. That's a big number, right? But if you go out and you check the website of, I'm in New York City. So if I go to NYU Langone and I pull up their charge master rate, you'll see that the price for a hip replacement ranges from $28,000 to $274,000, depending upon, you know, the exact procedure. But in my example, this is the range that I found. That's a pretty big spread, right? For the same exact procedure, depending upon whether you're a Medicare patient or the various hospital insurances and networks that you might have. Well, let's suppose in this case that you're in a plan that has a $270,000 charge for that hip replacement. $270,000, you're responsible for 20%. Clearly, you're going to blow through your max out-of-pocket limit. Let's say your max out-of-pocket limit in this plan is low, and it's $5,600 per year for an individual. You're going to pay $5,600 for that procedure, for that surgery. And being a frugal person, you might be upset with that because, you know, you probably wouldn't be upset if you didn't know. But now that you know, I think you probably would be upset if you found that you could have been charged $28,000 for that same procedure. And if you were charged $28,000 or $26,200, I think was the exact amount, now you're paying 20% of that. You're below your $5,600 max out-of-pocket limit. You're still responsible for your $1,000 deductible, but now you're paying $2,600 times two, $5,200. Yeah, the math doesn't work. You're going to have the same out-of-pocket expense either way, right? So you might say, well, what the hell do I care then? If it's 26 or 28 or 30 or 300,000, what's the difference to me? Well, I'll tell you what the difference to you is. The difference to you is that your plan is being billed that $300,000 or that $274,000, depending upon which insurance carrier you have. And that's significant because now when it comes to renew your plan, that charged amount is going to go into your claims bucket. And so what's going to happen in all likelihood if you have multiple coworkers that are going through this same scenario is that your rates are going to go up next year because we failed to control the cost this year. So that, my friends, is just a snapshot and a bird's eye view of what happens inside your health plan. And there's a way to fix this, and it's very simple. We have to start asking for the price. What is the price for services? All in, cash price. How much is this going to cost me? And you know what you're going to learn? No one is going to know the answer to that question, because it's like a bowl of yarn. It's so complex and twisted and convoluted. Good luck unraveling that thing. But there's good news. There are more and more facilities popping up that are owned by doctors who got into the medical profession to help and care for patients and that are tired of this health insurance shell game. And they publish the cash price for all procedures right on their website. And one such entity is Surgery Center of Oklahoma. And if you go to their website, you can see exactly what the all-in charges are. And you'll find an asterisk because in some cases there may be extras that come into play, but that's the exception, not the rule. The reality is you're not going to have a charge master where prices range from $26,000 to $270,000+ and everything in between. And, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right? So in this case, you're going to come out of pocket about the same, right? In the example that I used, but on the back end, if you're not paying attention to the price and the cost of things, you're going to pay dearly in the future. And why is that important? Well, if you're an employer, if you're a CFO, if you're a CHRO, you're head of people, and you're managing this expense or trying to manage it, there's no possible way to do it unless you're on top of stuff like that. And if you're just a regular Joe, if you're a regular employee, a team member, a coworker, a family member who's on that plan, well, there are plenty of examples where A, knowing the price and asking the price and being having skin in the game can actually reduce your out-of-pocket costs significantly. And B, in the long run, you want to help your plan control costs because it will mean more money in your pocket. This is a top expense, second typically only to payroll. And if your organization has more money in the till, then that means raises, it means pay increases, it means a better life for you and your family. And the idea is we all need to pull together on this. So that's today's episode. I hope you learned something. I hope this is helpful. Keep tuning in. Please subscribe if you haven't already. I'll see you on the next one.
So that's it for today's episode of Broken Healthcare. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Ray Kober himself. Be sure to head on over to BrokenHealthcarePodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ray's gift and join us on the next episode.